Parshat Shlach has in it a paragraph of Kriyat Shema, the third paragraph of Kriyat Shema, that we know so well, we recite every day, multiple times a day. And in it, it has about the mitzvah of tzitzis. It says, Uritem otos chartem mekol mitzvot Hashem. You should look, see the tzitzis and you'll remember all the mitzvahs. That's the idea behind the tzitzis. You see it and it reminds you of the mitzvahs. And we're all familiar with the various explanations and the knots and the strings and 613 and the gematria, etc. You'll see it, Laman Tiskeru, it'll remind you of Asita Gomatzadai, and then you'll do all the mitzvot. So the Chofetz Chaim was a wonderful, wonderful Baal Mashal. Always has a great analogy story to explain different ideas. So he comments on these words here, and he says, the Gemara Menachot says, Re'ia, you see it, Mevi L'dei Zechira, it reminds you, Zechira Mevi L'dei Asiya, and from the reminder, so you see it, it reminds you, the reminder then causes you to do it. So basically, from the mitzvah tzitzis, you'll come to remind you about all the mitzvahs. So he says, that's true, only a reminder can only work if it's going to remind you of something. As in, you first had to have learned something. You can't remind, you can't be like, remember the mitzvahs if you never heard about the mitzvahs, learned the mitzvahs. It doesn't remind people who don't know about them. A reminder only works if you know about it. So first thing first, you have to go and learn the Torah and know about all the mitzvos, and then the tzitzis can remind you about the mitzvos. So what's his mashal? His mashal is a person who makes a list, like a shopping list, an inventory list. If you're the big buyer for your store, for your company, so you're going to go to a trade fair, you're going to go to the market, you're going to pick up all the supplies you need. So you have this list. So it may be in shorthand. It may just say, number 7, get 12. Now, that makes sense to you, because you know what number 7 means. Everyone understands what get 12 means, meaning get 12 of something. But if I found your list, and I'm not in your field, so I'll be like, number 7, get 12. I have no idea what number 7 is. It doesn't help me. Okay, that's his mashal. Only if you know the different items in the inventory, the different items on your shopping list. Even if I stare at your list all day, I'm not going to know what to buy since I don't know what it is. So that's the ikar. First you have to learn. Once you learn, then you can have these reminders about everything you learned. So I thought this was a very, very appropriate, not to put too many words into the mouth of the Chofetz Chaim, but very, very appropriate for the, not the end of the year Vod, or whatever it is, the last Vod of the year, for the Bachrim who may be leaving Yeshiva, certainly for the summer. Some are leaving for longer than the summer, a year or two, a few years. We hope to see you back on your visits soon. We'd love to see you, because it's chizik every time you come back. But that's a little bit about what your time in yeshiva is. Your time in yeshiva is that's the learning. And you're always able to reference it. It's on your list. And in shorthand, you remember. Oh, this. You're always looking back to what you learned in yeshiva, and you have all these reminders of it. And hopefully you're constantly referencing it and constantly looking to yeshiva. That the yeshiva can be your beacon, your lighthouse, your form of reference, that and your inspiration, your guidebook. Lodestar, is that a thing to always look to? And that's what the tzitzis is. So we know about the mitzvahs, and we look at our tzitzis, and it reminds us, oh yeah, I got to go do mitzvahs. And that's hopefully yeshiva. Sometimes you'll have life decisions you'll have to make. You'll have dilemmas. You'll have pangs of conscience sometimes because, wait, I went here and I spent the time in the year and the time in the base medrash, and I met all these really wonderful, inspiring people, the Rosh Yeshiva, the Ramim, and I put in all this time and effort, so maybe this decision I'm about to make, that's not appropriate for someone like me. So you'll always be looking to the Yeshiva, hopefully it'll help guide you that way. And how is that possible? Only because you put in that work, only because you spent the year making that list, you spent the year putting in that time, so that thinking back, you can remember appropriately. So that's just true in life in general. throughout the year, in Judaism in general, we stay up all night on Shavuot so that we look back and remember that feeling of, you know, the Mamad Har Sinai being recreated, and the next time I'm trying to decide, Do I learn tonight, or do I go waste time on something? Oh, I should remember that. And remember the Pesach and the Seder and all these experiences that we have are things that we're always supposed to turn back and look at and help guide us. That we'll look at them, it'll remind us, and then we'll go do the right thing. So let that be throughout the year, throughout your life, all the mitzvahs that you do, all the experiences that you have, the positive experiences you have, but certainly, the wonderful time, the wonderful experience you had in yeshiva should continue to inspire you for a very long time to come.
Sure.